All right, everyone, welcome to the third day of JD Conf, the Microsoft first true Java conference for some speakers who are good at finding old images on the internet. So we have a great show today for you. If you have not yet had coffee today, I encourage you to do so. I'm having mine here, and I have a special mug. A woman needs a man like a fish needs a bicycle. This is a great mug. My wife loves it, by the way. From Guinness. If you don't know Guinness, we have a special reason for wearing this shirt today. At the end of this day, we're going to have an AMA asking me anything. So please stay tuned for the AMA. We're going to have Martin Verberg all the way from the UK. It will be noon for me, but the end of the day for him and most of the members of the AMA, of the guests. So we're going to have a beer, most likely. All right. Let me jump to my PowerPoint to walk you through a few bits. Oh, I forgot to scratch the day two here, but okay. We are on day three. Logistics for today are the same as of yesterday. We just have sessions starting at 9 a.m. after the keynotes. And a 30-minute session, 5 minutes break. We're going to chat with the speakers on those 5 minutes. Free water for everyone, as usual. Just go to your kitchen or office space and open the tap. Use a cup if you can. Cookies may be available. If you don't have cookies yet, it's Thursday. You got to go to the grocery store already. The weekend is coming. You have to have cookies at home. In the nearest bathroom, just go around the corner. In case of fire, I do hope you have a kit. I do have a kit. I think I do. But you know what to do. You know, get an extinguisher and put the fire off. I don't know. I haven't had fire yet. I don't know how to deal with that. So let's hope there's no fire at anyone's place. Today, we have amazing keynote section with Mala Gupta from JetBrains. Yesterday we had Trisha G talking all about the good stuff on modern Java. I mean, she presented it right after Venkat. Venkat didn't use an IDE. He used TextMate full of macros. If you can do what Venkat does, man, good for you. Or you can go with IntelliJ from JetBrains. Thank you so much, folks, for helping with JD Conf. Mala Gupta will talk about the Java community and communities in general. Stay tuned for her session on how to be part of one. And Bruno Souza. Bruno is a great friend of mine. We are both Brazilians, although I'm living a little bit far away from Brazil these days. Bruno has a history with Java. He also has been coaching developers around the world how to improve their career, how to be a great developer. So if you want to improve your career, find better technology or find better jobs or find just, you know, maybe joy. If it's that's what you're looking for, Bruno can help you with that for sure. After the keynotes, we're going to have great sessions from our friends in the Java community and some of our own Microsoft engineers. We're going to start with Simon Reeder from Azul System. Simon, if you show what I think you're going to show, that's okay. Dr. Heinz will come and talk about Project Loom. That's it. That's the main, I guess, the main session that so many people are waiting for today. No offense to any other speaker, but Heinz, you definitely know how to attract people. So congratulations, buddy. Reza Rahman will come and share all the investments that Microsoft is doing in the Java EE space and working with our partners at Red Hat, at Oracle, and IBM to bring Java EE into Azure. Next, we're going to have Rich Turner. Rich is a .NET Windows guy. I still love him, and he will talk to you about how to make the most of your productivity on Windows. If you're a Java developer working on Windows, that's the session for you. Next, Jonathan Giles, our own Java architect for the Azure SDKs. Jonathan will talk about how he's been designing APIs for many years, and he's going to share all of his experience. He might show you a little bit of Azure SDK examples, but literally just examples. I don't even know if he will actually show Azure SDK examples. I'm just saying. Maybe. We'll hope for. After that, Adson Yanaga from Red Hat. Adson has lots of experience as well as a Java developer, as a Kubernetes developer, as a YAML developer. I don't know. I'm just teasing him. Adson's a great friend as well, and he's going to share all the great stuff with Quarkus using VS Code and the extensions that Red Hat did for built for VS Code, including one for Quarkus, and deploy that on OpenShift that we have here as a service on Azure. Finally, Deshaun Carter. Deshaun, congratulations on your new job. He went from, I think it was from VMware to Redis Lab, Redis Labs. It's a great transition. If somebody was moving from Redis Labs to VMware, that's also a great transition, as Bruno Sousa can probably share during his keynote. It's all about the moment that the person is living in, right? So congratulations to you, buddy. And at the very end, you're going to have an Ask Me Anything. So if you are watching this, and you cannot make that session, that's okay. But please drop your questions on Twitter with the hashtag JDConf. Martin Verberg and the Java Engineering Group will be there to answer questions about how Microsoft is contributing to OpenJDK. Why is Microsoft contributing to OpenJDK? And all the other questions that you can think of, just shout to Martin and his team. I'll be there with my friend George, and Kirk Pepperdine will be there as well. We're going to be talking and chatting and just having fun and hopefully a beer. So please do take this survey if you are working with Spring. As you may have heard, we have a service called Azure Spring Cloud. It basically can bring Spring Boot applications and easily deploy on Azure. I think it's a cool service. I think it's an interesting approach. It bundles several open source projects, Netflix something. I'm not an expert in that area, but if you are and you have something to share, check this survey. And if you do, you have the possibility to get $150 gift card. Last but not least, actually not last, we are running the JDConf challenge as part of the Microsoft Learn platform. You can access this and just be part of it and get some nice badges on the online platform. You got to learn how to do Java development, how to do cloud development. It's a great way to improve your skills for the new world of cloud. And if you want to learn more stuff, check out this URL. It will take you to the Microsoft Learn platform front page. It will show you all the resources that you have at your hand. All free, nothing you have to pay for, just like this conference. So thank you so much for staying with us for the third day. If this is your first time watching, no worries. The previous days are already recorded and available on demand on YouTube. Just go there on the Microsoft Developer channel and you can find what we had yesterday and on Tuesday. So with that, I would like to invite our first keynote speaker, Mala Gupta. Mala, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you so much, Bruno. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great. Thank you for joining us. As you can see, it's still morning for me. Where are you based?
I'm based out of New Delhi, and it's evening for me. It's 8:45 in the evening now.
Okay. Oh, that's wonderful. I think you just had dinner, or you will have dinner. Is that it?
Yes, I'll have my dinner after my session.
Okay, awesome. I hope the food is great, just as my puttini and my maple syrup in the breakfast. Who doesn't have maple syrup and puttini for breakfast, right, folks from Canada? Okay. That's the rule, right? So, Mala, I don't want to take much of your time again. Like, just please get started, and thank you so much for being part of this initiative with the Java community and our Java friends. Thank you.
Thanks a lot for having me. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining in for this session today. And today I'll talk about the vibrant Java communities beyond the obvious. How communities can help us to reflect on questions like who we are, our values, and how we see ourselves and others. And I'll do that by sharing a lot of my stories. And of course, you can relate them to your stories. So depending on your experience, you might have a different answer to this question. To me, communities mean friends for life who also understand my code. This picture was taken at Oracle CodeOne, and I made a lot of new friends on that event. So my journey with communities at DailyJerk started in 2014 when I was planning to host a session on exception handling in Java 9. That was right after the publication of my first book. I was amazed by the organizers at DailyJerk. So we have Gurpreet, Vikas, Steve, Jitendra, Chavnish. I was amazed at the amount of time and effort all these people put in organizing the session by a person they did not know about. At that time, I was just curious, why would they do so? But of course, I stayed for the same reasons, for the time and effort that they put in for me, for a person that they did not know. And post that event, I started to appreciate literally everyone for everything that they did, for their time, the efforts, and the energy that they put in. The second instance or story I want to share about is an event that we hosted at DailyJerk that was in 2017 by Venkat. We had multiple events during the day. The event was amazing. We know Venkat is a great speaker and everyone was happy. But I was completely baffled by one instance, which was when Venkat started sharing about his failures in the initial phases of his career. I was completely, I don't know how to express myself, but to me, my failures should be wrapped and hidden at a place where no one can see them. So how can a person, a public figure, talk about his failures at a public platform in front of so many? What did that teach me, or what did I learn from that instance? I even talked with Venkat about this, and he mentioned that he, not really the sentences, but he has accepted who the person he is. He has accepted his failures, and that taught me to look for achievements or the journey where I should no longer be embarrassed about my failures. And that really has shaped me as a person, because now if I think that there is something that I'm embarrassed to talk about, then I really need to work on it. So I really look out for things that are still bothering me. And of course, you can do the same. And that can really shape you as a person, because it's only when you reach a certain stage can you talk about your failures. And the time that you can talk about them, you have gotten over them. And of course, that means you are more of a happy and successful person. This one is another life-changing event for me. So I was supposed to speak at the JBCN conference 2018 in Barcelona. I had a connecting flight from Delhi, Istanbul, Barcelona. I had not slept for 2 days when I boarded my flight from Istanbul to Barcelona. And I was asking myself the question, why am I doing this to myself just for a session? I did not have the answer then. But I'm so happy that I did that, because, of course, I get to meet a lot of new people and make new friends. And I would be forever indebted to Jonathan and Nacho, who sponsored my trip from Delhi to Barcelona so that I could speak at that event. But what that really made me appreciate about myself is that I realized that I was much capable of what I thought about myself. I managed to speak at a country which was, of course, not mine. I was traveling all by myself. If you are a frequent traveler, I don't know, that might not mean a lot to you, but to me, it meant a lot at that time. And the biggest of all is of letting go of my inhibitions, things that I think I might not be able to do or I want to do, but I could do when I give it a try. Yes, Of course, I have always been grateful to the opportunities that I received in life. But after this event, I really, really am more grateful to every opportunity that I get in life from anyone. Of course, as I said, I mentioned that a couple of times that I have been making a new friends in the Java community. When did you last make friends? Was that in high school? Primary school? I don't know, in college? How often do you make friends now when you start working? Because as we grow older, we try to kind of build more walls around ourselves. We become more sophisticated and we don't really let our guards down and be friends with other professionals, people. When you are a part of community, you can actually be yourself and make a lot of new friends. And you make friends for life. And I would be sharing a lot of names with you who I love, I respect. I share things with them and I care for them. And it's vice versa. The people that I would be talking about, they do that with me. And I'm so grateful about all of these. So this is Trisha Ji, and I met her first at the JBCN conference, and I'm very fortunate to work with her every day. So we interact with each other every day. An amazing person to work with, of course, capable, competent, very warm person who really cares about the team. A lot of other people who I don't have any pictures with me because, of course, we're not traveling for for this year. But these are the people I really, really respect because these are the people who have kind of cared about me when I was nobody. Heather introduced me to Martin when I was really struggling with my website, which was eJava Guru. I was trying to figure out how to get more people to the website or how to help more people, how to reach out to them. And Martin really helped me because I don't know, Martin, how do I share that? But it was a really great gesture for me. Sharad, as we know, oh my God, an amazing person. Brian, Josh, Arun, all of them. They're amazing people to work with. And I've always, I'm so sorry, I'm missing the name. Morris, yes. I've referred to Morris notes on lambdas in Java 8. An amazing person. Ah, Amelia, I just love her. A very caring person. Again, a lot of people that I know and I know they love and care and they are part of the community. And so, yes, we have the Java certification ladies here. As I said, a lot of people that I have been able to work with, to communicate with probably every day or on a regular basis, the fun or the essence about being working with all of them in the community is that I can ping them anytime that I want to. And of course, they care to respond and they really care about other people in the community. This is, again, one of my favorite pictures. So this is from the other community that I'm part of. That's not only Java, but yes, of course, it also includes Java. That's Women Who Code. We had an event in Singapore. And as I said, Friends for Life. I really love how Amanda was walking on the stage. She has been working in the security services at USA. And I love the swag. Right. What would you do when you have no commands or directions to follow? This is what community gives you, provides you the opportunity with. And this could be intimidating, that could be liberating, both ways. So you really have to ask yourself the values that you have. And what is it that you have been thinking of doing from probably all your life? And when you get answers to those questions, you can actually move forward and do that in communities. because you don't really have to follow a path. You can chalk your own path. For example, so this is a newsletter that we have at Women Who Code Daily. So that's a monthly newsletter where I lead the publication and I feature one leading women in tech. The purpose is to share the events that we have at Women Who Code Daily and to highlight the achievements and failures. The intent is different. I don't want career to be an option or a choice for women. I want that to be a norm. And I really want everyone to know that. So the values that I have, things that I've been wanting to do ever since, communities give me an opportunity to do that. So again, this is a panel discussion that we hosted at Women Who Code Daily, where I got the opportunity to ask the leaders in tech how they are helping women to climb the leadership ladder in the new normal. Again, as I said, communities really help you to do what you want. So this is me at one of the sessions at a college in Delhi. As I said, communities can really bring out the best in you. You understand your strengths and your weaknesses, which is really good because you could be a leader, you could be a follower, you could be a team player, you might not be a team player. And you understand that when you are working in a community, because as I mentioned, there are no rules to follow, there are no bosses to report to, no managers to report how much you worked on which task. Of course, we don't have that at JetBrains. Yes, we do, but not very strict ones. But still, communities literally let you fly and to be yourself. Of course, you can also understand that you are not a team player. Probably you are more of an individual contributor. Everything of those is okay. You don't have to be kind of feeling low that you are not a leader. You are not a team player, but more of an individual contributor. But that's okay. We all need to kind of understand that it's okay. It's okay to accept and understand who we are and play on our strengths. That would make us more happy. Okay. And I want you to answer this question in the chat window if you can, if you have any modes of communicating with us. What would you do if you don't fear the failures? And this is what we get to do at communities. They are so welcoming. They are so forgiving. What happens, I remember one of the instances, we were planning an event and the things did not turn out as they were supposed to. And it was like, okay, what do we do? What do we do now? And the other person said, it's okay. It's okay if this doesn't work out. We can go for plan B or C, or just say that, okay, this is not happening. So we can do anything that we want to. And when we don't have the fear of failure, because we have tend to have a lot in our mind that this might fail or that might fail, but again, it's okay. Yes, this is one of my favorites too. When you work with communities, you literally become a leader because you are taking a lot of decisions, you are taking actions, and you are taking the responsibilities of those actions. So this is an event that we did at JetBrains. So that was a 10-hour long event, an online event, which we did in July. And I was leading the organization and I'm so proud I did that. And I got the courage to do that because of accepting who I am, to be okay if I fail. And a lot of the qualities that I polished over my working with the communities. And this is amazing, Trisha, as usual. And we both were hosting this session. Again, be yourself. At communities, we don't have the hierarchies. There is no CEO or no student. You can be yourself and you can talk with the other person the way you want to. That really brings in the best because you don't have to have lots of layers of abstractions to you, or sophistications, as we call them. And yes, I already talked about this when I was talking about this on the other slide. Of course, when you meet with so many people, you learn to learn, and that really widens your horizon. You get to know things which you don't know. So that really is. And of course, this is my favorite too. What do you do when you travel to new places? Do you get the phone numbers of people you know, your friends and family who are living there? And this is exactly what I do when I travel for conferences or events. I meet with the people from other communities. I take their phone numbers. I go and meet them. And of course, I also call them when I have an issue or a problem. And they are very, very, very kind to help me out. So we are talking about not only getting things, it's also the other way around. And you only get things when you are ready to give the same to the others. So finding friends is good, but you also have to be someone's friend. And so this is the last one, probably second last point. So this doesn't come in a day. Everything that I talked about, being a part of the community and the benefits that you have, you really have to first get started. Look out for communities in your area. They are easy to find. The groups end with JUG, which is the acronym for Java User Group. And then you have to kind of like working with those communities. You have to stay there for some time to start liking it. The third step is to start contributing in any way. You could plan a session, you could talk, you could volunteer. And then comes the last part, which is the growth. Once you stay in a community for some time, that's when the magic happens. And that's when you really, really grow. To me, communities have kind of reinforced my belief in humanities because I truly believe that ever since the societies thrived, every society had one or the other way of giving back to the society. So now in the tech communities, we have this one. And the last point that I want to mention is that when you give your, let's say, 10 minutes of your time, what you get back is probably 100 minutes of benefits, because this happens a lot of time when I do something good, not really good, which I think I'm doing good, could be that really depends on the other person, how they perceive it. It really benefits me in one form of the or the other. So I'm not saying do this because it will benefit you. I really believe in karma, and I think this is what we humans are. When we're living in society, we really need to help each other, love each other, respect each other, and share what we can. So, and just in case, so this is my introduction. So just in case, if you're trying to Google me to find out what I do apart from presenting at conferences like this, you can stop now. I work as a developer advocate for JetBrains. I have written a couple of Java books. I'm also a Java champion. And I work closely with the developer communities like the Daily Java User Group and Women Who Code Daily, which I mentioned about. So thank you so much for listening. And I'm so excited to talk about the work that I do and how it has benefited me and could benefit you as well.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Mala, for your presentation. We got, there is a person on Twitter, Jim Goth, and he's been tweeting about this conference since day one. And he said, this is a really personal and reflective account of true friends and relationships made in the Java community. Enjoying the personalization experiences of this talk. So congratulations. It really touched every person that had a sense before so far in terms of community participation. And I'm sure it will wake up those that are still like trying to figure out, how do I be part of this? How do I become part of it, right? So It was a great presentation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I would like to it was our pleasure for sure. Let me invite Bruno Souza, our next keynote speaker. Bruno, are you there?
Hey, everyone. Hey, Mala, that's an awesome presentation. I actually made some notes here in the board while you're speaking, so I can talk about those. I know I can tie in to what I'm going to say. So that's awesome.
Thank you so much, Bruno.
All right. So we got about 20 to 25 minutes. Bruno, you're going to talk about career development. And as you said, you got some notes from Mala's keynote. I'm sure community participation, whether it's a public community or a private community, sometimes communities inside companies doesn't necessarily have to be an open source or open community, but just being part of a group of people of community, a group of people that have similar goals, similar preferences, and share the same passions. I think that's what matters. So what can you say before we let Mala go, and how are you going to plug that in?
So I think you're totally right, Bruno. I think that when you talk about communities, you know, we have so many communities in our lives, right? We have, you know, our company communities, we have, you know, our faith communities, we have our friends communities. I mean, we have so many communities. And I think that when we are able to mix our professional with, you know, for personal things, because, you know, that's what Mala's talking about, right? Job is a group, for example, it's a mixture of professional things with personal things. Someone told me yesterday, oh, Java was a great thing for my, in my professional life. And I said, well, Java was a great thing for my personal life, right? Because, you know, both of you, for example, are great friends of mine, your personal friends, and I've met you guys because of Java, right? So I think that's awesome that that we are able to mix those two types of communities.
Awesome. So Mala, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, so Bruno, I'll leave it up to you, man. We'll talk later. See ya.
All right, thanks. So hi, everyone. It's awesome to have you here. I just see Kirk in the chat saying I'm clapping. So I'd like to see, you know, so my objective here is to help you improve your career, right? So tell me in the chat your biggest challenge you're facing right now, because I'm going to answer your questions here today. But I want to, before, you know, while you're thinking about your biggest challenge in your career, so what it is, you know, you want to launch a product, you want to, you know, get a better job, you want to increase your salary. So what is your biggest challenge that you're facing right now? Because one thing I was writing down here where Mala was speaking is that, you know, when you talk about, you know, she mentioned about being a leader, right? And this whole point here is how you can actually be a leader of your career, right? And so, and for me, a lot of times that we talk about being a leader or leadership, we immediately think about a boss, right? So the first thing I want you to understand is that being a leader, it's not being a boss, right? So of course, being a boss is someone that has authority. You can tell people what to do, right? But a leader, it's not someone that can tell people to do. I mean, there are bosses, there are also leaders, right? But a leader is someone that inspires people, right? That actually get people to move, right? A leader is not someone that has authority to tell people what to do, but a leader is someone that creates a path and people follow you. That's what a leader is, right? You're leading because there's someone following you, right? And so the most important thing for you to understand about, you know, how can you be a leader of your own career is that leader is not about power, it's about responsibility. I think this is the most important thing, that once you are responsible for something, then you become a leader. That's when you're tracing a path, you say, I'm going to go that direction. And then you take the responsibility of going that direction. And then you go, right? And so once you go in that direction, people are going to say, hey, you know, this guy's going in a good place. So I'm going to follow him, right? So that's the whole idea. You know, so a leader is someone that takes a responsibility. So once you take responsibility for anything, right? Take responsibility for your project. Take responsibility for your life. Take responsibility for your code. Take responsibility for your commit. Anything you take responsibility for, you are setting yourself up as a leader. So I think this is very, very important, because when you talk about leadership in your career, right? How can we take responsibility on our careers, right? You know, stop blaming others. That's a very, very important thing. Stop blaming others, because it's so easy. I see this all the time. I see friends of mine saying, oh, you know what? My boss, I can't come to the event because my boss doesn't let me go to the event. Or I can't learn new technology because my company doesn't work with this technology. Or I can't do this that I want to do because my company or my boss or my husband or my wife or someone, right? And so then you're putting the responsibility for your career in someone else's hands, right? So when you do this, when you don't take responsibility, then you are the one that suffers. Your career that suffers, right? And not only your career, because if your career suffers, then your family suffers. Then, you know, your colleagues suffer. Your company suffers, right? So I think that the first thing that we have to understand is that to be a leader, you got to be a leader for your career first, right? So take responsibility for your career. Stop blaming others. It's not anyone else's fault. It could even be, but some people tell me, but Bruno, you know, what if there's someone that's kind of preventing me? Well, yes, you know, it could be their fault. I'm not saying that they're not doing something wrong. But the thing is, if you don't take responsibility, if you say, oh, it's their fault, there's nothing I can do, then you're going to be stay put in whatever place you are. So instead of thinking about it's their fault, think about what can I do? What can I bring to me? What can I do? What actions can I take to change the situation, right? So it's up to you. You can do that, right? And so, and basically, when you talk about responsibility, right, there's two main things that I think you have to think to be very responsible for, right? First of all, is your responsibility to improve your skills, right? Skills, let me tell a difference. There's developers kind of love to learn, right? We're always talking about learning. Right, developers love to learn. We are aficionados for learning, but it's not about learning, right? It's not learning that's important. What's important are the skills that you have, and you know the only way for you to get skills is by doing. So you don't get skills by learning. You only get skills by doing. So, you know, Bruno just mentioned, you know, you need an initiative from Microsoft to give you skills for cloud, right? But it doesn't help if you go there, you watch some cool videos, and then you don't do anything. You got to go and do, right? So that's your responsibility. But Bruno, I don't have time. Well, it is your responsibility to figure out how to do things, even when you don't have the time, right? You know, to go, you know, to go to eat lunch and come back 5 minutes earlier so you can do 5 minutes, right? To, you know, instead of watching a video or a series, you know, you spend that 30 minutes doing something. You know, it's your responsibility of doing. So you got to improve your skills. And improving your skills, you got to do things. The only way, that's how our brain works. The only way that we get skills is by doing things. Right, that's a biology thing, right? You only you only get skills by doing, not by learning. So you got to go do things, right? The other point where you have to take responsibility is of trust. People need to trust you. You need to be a trustworthy person, right? When you say I'm going to do this, you're going to do it. When you say, I'm not going to do this, I'm not going to do it, right? So that's, it's a, you know, being able to say no. Lots of people say this, oh, you got to be able to say no, right? Yes, you have to be able to say no because your yes should be a yes, right? And your no should be a no, right? So that's, you have to build that trust. Trust is something that you build. It's not something that other people assign to you, right? It's not your boss that says, oh, I trust you. Or your friend that says, oh, I trust you. Trust something that you build yourself, right? So that's your responsibility to build trust. And so I understand that when you acquire the right skills, you trust yourself more, right? So it's easier for you to show trust, to show confidence when you have these skills, right? So that's why those things are very connected, right? But you have to be a trustworthy person. And one thing I want to tell you is that, you know, that's the best way for you to get awesome jobs, for example, right? Because, you know, for you to get an awesome job, the best way for you to get awesome jobs is when people trust you. I'm going to say something a little bit complicated here, but when people trust you, before they know you, when people trust you before they need you, right? When they need you, they're going to call you and not someone else. Think about this for a minute. When someone trusts you before they know you, they're going to call you when they need you and not someone else. This is the best way for you to get the most amazing jobs. You know, when you get a phone call and say, you know, hey, Bruno, do you want to come work for me? Right? Because I trust you already. I know who you are. And I know that you are able to solve my problems. So I want you to come work with me. Then that phone call is given to you and not to someone else. And because it's given to you, what happens? You get the most amazing position, the most amazing jobs, right? So trust, it's very, very important for your career, right? And then what this has to do, and that's why what Mala's talking about, right? When you build a community, you know, people trust you, right? Because they know you. They know what you're doing. You know, it's done in the open. It's transparent, right? So they know, they trust you. And so they call you. I get, as a Java group leader, I get calls every single week. Hey, Bruno, do you know someone that can work for me, right? Is there someone you trust that should be a great person for this project? Do you want to work on our project, Bruno, right? Because when people trust you, they call you and not someone else. Right. And remember, trust something that you build. It's not something that someone else does for you. It's you. You build that trust. So how do you build trust? Right. You build trust by sharing. This is, for me, it's not the most important software developer skills. Right. Sharing. But it's the one that helps you grow more your career. The way to grow your career more is by sharing. Why sharing? Because sharing builds trust, right? When you share your knowledge, what do you share? You share what you know. You share your knowledge. So when you share your knowledge, what happens? People trust you. And you become what we call a trusted advisor, someone that people trust. They know that, oh, I know, I'm going to listen to what this guy is saying because he knows what he's talking about. And the only way for people to know what you know is when you share. Right. And there's another thing that there's a philosopher that says, is I think it's very cool, is that, you know, you think that you think when you think. But the truth is, you only think when you share. You only think when you explain to other people, when you speak, when you write, that's why you write code. Right. Because when you write code, you download your thinking to the code. Right. That's when you externalize your thinking. Right. That's when you think. Right. So that's awesome. Right. So you can build that trust yourself. You don't have to wait for anyone. Remember about responsibility. It's your responsibility to build that trust. And how you do this? By sharing. And the other cool thing about sharing is that sharing creates collaboration. Right. And collaboration is one of the most important skills that we have as developers. Because that's what we do. Software development is done by people, for people, marketed by people, sold by people, used by people. So software development is one of the most people-intensive industries in the market. And collaboration, it's amazingly important because we can't solve the big problems that we are having to solve alone. We got to collaborate. And so sharing builds collaboration, right? And so in collaboration, you know, it's action, co-action, right? Collaboration is we working together to solve problems. And by the way, that is the most important skill of a Java developer, any developer, is solving problems. So collaboration is co-action, right? It's we taking action together to solve problems. So that's like going to the heart of our most important skill, right? So when you talk about being a leader, and I see some questions here, right? So leader knows about capability of the team members in a project. So a leader, I can talk about this, Albert, in a minute, but a leader is not necessarily someone that has a team. Think about this. A boss have a team, right? A leader a lot of times doesn't have a team. For example, Marlo was talking about community leaders or Javi's group leaders, right? She is a community leader. In a community leader, you are not a boss. You don't have a team. You know, you can't tell people, oh, you go do this, because you don't have authority over them, right? You are a leader because you inspire people and you take responsibility for what you're doing. So you say, we're going to do these events, and if you don't help me, I'm going to do it. I'm taking responsibility for that, right? And so that means that, you know, if you don't do it, I'll do it. And then you inspire people to do with you, right? But you're right, Albert, because one of the most important things that a leader has to have, one of the most important skills that a leader has to have, is to listen, right? The most important skills of a leader is to listen. You know, you can't inspire people if you don't know what they are facing, if you don't know the problems, if you don't know the difficulties they are having. You can't inspire people if you don't listen. So the most important thing of a leader is take responsibility on listening to other people, right? And that builds trust. Listening to people builds trust because you understand what they're coming from. You understand what problems they have. You understand everything that's going on, right? So I haven't seen any more questions here. If you have any more questions, we still have a few minutes. Send me your questions about your career. So where do you want to go, right? What skills are you trying to achieve? What is it you want for your career? So we can talk a little bit more about this, right? But I saw here Adrian saying that with their meme board talks about navigating your career, right? So let me tell you this. Let me answer you. I'm not sure it's going to give me all the talks, Adrian, but let me do this. I'm going to give you a gift right now for your career, okay? Adrian, for everyone here, let me give a quick gift here. So I just put in the chat right there. Oh, and actually, maybe I need to get the guys here on the backstage to know this too, right? So maybe they can put it on the screen. So I just put in the chat right there a link to a free book that I wrote specifically for you to improve your career. The Best Developer Year is a book. It's a free book, right? It's completely free that you can get to help you. Oh, thanks very much. So it's right here on the screen, right? It's an awesome book to help you. It's a question book, right? On how you can do activities for your career. So that's, if there's no more talks, Adrian, at least we have that, right? So question for YouTube, how to deal with politics during a technical career? So that's an awesome question. And you know what? This has everything to do with taking responsibility, right? Because, you know, dealing with, I understand that there is a lot of politics inside companies, right? There's a lot of politics inside anything that you're doing, actually, right? I mean, politics is everywhere. And so actually what politics is, let's first start understand what politics is. Politics is actually negotiation. That's what politics is, right? We tend to think about politics like a bad thing, right? Oh, it's this thing that I don't want to involve, right? But politics is about negotiation. It's actually about having a relationship with people and negotiate. Politics is about disagreeing, you know, having to work with people that you don't like, and even working with people you don't like, you are able to collaborate. That's what politics is all about. So it's collaboration, is negotiation. So what is the most important skill that you need to have when you're trying to negotiate, right? When you try to collaborate, is to listen. You have to listen. So instead of you falling into this trap of politics, right? Listen to what problems people are trying to solve, what problems people are dealing with, what is the other person's opinion, what's going on. You have to understand first what's going on, and then you can take action. Right? Because then, you know, because that's a mistake I see a lot of times. A lot of people make this mistake of, I just want to go and make action. I just want to go and do things. And, you know, I just want to go and do my job and just work on my code, right? But then I don't listen to people. I don't know what problem is trying to solve. I don't know what my company is trying to solve. I don't know what my company is trying to achieve. I don't know what my boss is trying to achieve, right? This is one of the biggest mistakes that we make as developers, right? We think that all that we have to do is do our technical work, and we don't have to worry about collaboration, right? We don't have to worry about our boss. Look, guys, that our job, if you work for a company, even if you're your own boss, right? But our job is to get your boss successful, right? That's our job, right? So if you don't understand what your boss needs, if you don't understand what's the problem your boss have, how can you solve things? So that's how you have to deal with politics. Listen, understand what the problem is, understand what your company wants to get. And that's gonna be an awesome way for you to navigate this whole thing, because politics is about negotiation, right? So someone says, you're very welcome, Bruno. Oh, Bruno Borges, that's from Bruno Borges. That's good. There's two Brunos here, that's awesome. So Bruno, I agree with Juarez. That's an awesome event. Thanks for putting this together. Bruno, Kirk, you know, everyone, Cameron here in the backstage, awesome. Thanks very much for putting this awesome event together. Thanks for inviting me and making all the work for this thing here to work. Awesome. I want to know more about transition to the mid-level to a more senior role, right? Okay, so this is a very, very important, right? So actually, I'm going to be very quick here because I don't have a lot of time. But so Adrian, right? So if you want to transition from mid-level to a more senior role, there's two things I think you need to do. First of all, you need to improve your skills. How do you improve your skills? By doing, right? So you got to go and do things that senior people do, right? That's how you transition. You go do things that senior people do. And what do senior people do, right? They get involved with more complex projects, right? Not very complex. And you say more soft projects that are more complex than the ones you're working right now. But Bruno, I can't work on more complex projects because I'm not senior yet. Well, that's why open source is so awesome. That's why community, like Mala was talking about here, it's so awesome. Why? Because you can get involved in projects done by the community. You can get involved in projects, in open source projects. You know, we are here in a Java conference, so you have things like OpenJDK or Spring, right? Two things that Bruno mentioned here. Microsoft has lots of awesome open source projects. Actually, Microsoft has GitHub, right? So there's a lot of open source projects that you can be part of. So you can improve your skills by doing things. Oh, Bruno, but I don't have the time to do. Well, you can do small things like 5 minutes a day. That would be awesome. So that's the first thing. The second thing you need to do to transition to a senior position is build trust. So people trust you to be a senior. And how you do this? By sharing what you know. Senior developers share. So by doing this, I think you're going to be on your way to really, Adrian, to really become more senior. So, okay, so my time is up, right? So how can we convince to our team to follow me if I'm right? Okay, so Bruno, you interrupt me whenever my time is completely up, because I think it is already up. But, you know, so how we convince our team? So basically, you don't convince anyone. A leader inspires. It doesn't convince, right? So a leader inspires. So the one thing I can tell you, Albert, is that, Pankaj, right? The one thing I can tell you is that download the book I just sent, put you here, The Best Developer Year, because that book has the four steps for you to take action. And the same four steps that you can take action, you can use those four steps to help other people take action. All right? So you do this, Pankaj, and you're going to see a great way to lead people. All right? So, okay, so, you know, I'm not sure if Mala wants to come back, Bruno wants to come back. But that was awesome.
Yeah.
So thanks a lot, Adrian. Hey, Bruno, that's awesome. Thanks a lot,
hey, man.
Opportunity.
No, this was great. Mala, you have the microphone with a line crossing the microphone icon. So I think that means you are not muted anymore. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
All right.
Amazing.
What an amazing. Exactly. Just stole my words, Mala. Well done.